Yeah, I mean, I took every rep, so that was, I think, more than I thought I would do and more than I think that we planned on. So I felt good, and we just had to kind of monitor the reps as we go along because the ultimate goal is to be ready to play week one, not be ready to play the first preseason game. So we'll kind of see how it goes and monitor it. And I was pretty pleased, yeah.
So the follow-up question will be, are you limited in any way? But I guess you answered it by saying
it's, I mean, I'm limited in just sometimes, if it gets sore or whatever, I'm not going to re-injure it. I'm not worried about that. It's just a matter of kind of getting the strength back. But, I was really pleased with, how yesterday went, at least the reps-wise. I mean, we were all a little rusty, but I was pleased.
It seems you guys are playing musical chairs to start the, training camp. I mean, do you guys have any ideas? Am I going to stay at right guard?
I'm fairly certain our offensive line is what we're going to keep going forward unless there's injuries or something happens. I mean, I think that we've kind of kept the same group, all of OTAs, and we obviously open camp that way. I mean, there's always room for changes. It always happens. There's always competition. But I think that the group we roll out now is kind of, what we've been working with. And I know we're confident, at least up front, that we can get it done.
Certainly different than last year.
Yeah, last year we had a lot of moving parts, with I was new and, we drafted Weston and Chris retired. So we had a lot of moving parts. And this year it seems to be kind of flowing a little better. It's just kind of the way our whole offense is, second year, everyone's kind of more comfortable and we're moving a little quicker, a little crisper.
I know last year you guys, because of your injury and Brandon had a back problem, you guys have flipped the line at the last second. Is there a point as an offensive lineman where you feel like, during camp where you need to have like five guys set and so that about being able to gel
I think
a unit.
The week of the third preseason game, you kind of treat that as like a game week. So that's maybe the best time to have a full offensive line, kind of what because that's, you practice like it's a Wednesday, like a Thursday, like a Friday. So that might be kind of maybe the general time. I don't know if you can say like this day or that day is better to have a group, but it's always better if you can kind of keep the same group the entire camp, obviously. I mean, you get used to playing with each other, the communication, the kind of bonding, and so probably that third week.
In retrospect, last year, was that just like
that was
sort
a bad
of crushing
time,
the fact that, you get injured late and Brandon had the back problem and all of a sudden you're flipping guys?
Well, JJ came in and played well, and obviously Weston was a rookie kind of out of position early on. I know it was different for him to play left guard, but that's kind of the worst time to get kind of switch your lineup is after the third, or it was last year, it was the fourth preseason game. You kind of want to be set going into that game where you treat it kind of like as a game week.
There are a lot of people look at the offense and they say, Eli's playing better. They've got all these dynamic receivers, and the question mark seems to be, can the offensive line gel and get their running game going? I mean, you guys sitting there saying, it's up to us.
Well, I mean, offensively, you kind of go as your offensive line goes, I think, especially running the ball. I mean, we have to run the ball better. There's no question about that, and we know that. So we're going to do what we can to kind of bring that part up. And we get the pads on tomorrow, I think, and we'll start building that. I mean, without pads on, it's tough to really judge, how good you become as a run blocker.
Justin was talking a lot about toughness. I mean, are you guys talking about that too, or?
I mean, I think that kind of goes along with the run game. Not many offensive lines that run the ball well aren't considered tough. So whether or not, that's – you can say that you want to be tough. I mean, you have to go do it. I mean, you have to go out and practice it. You got to go out and do it in games. And that's our goal, is to go out and just do it. I mean, we can't talk about it. We just have to go, do it by force.
Are you concerned about having a rookie on the left side?
I don't know. I honestly haven't thought about it too much. I think we're treating him like anyone else on the offensive line. I mean, we all have to be ready to go, and so does he. It's an accelerated process when you're a rookie. I mean, you're coming in, things are coming in fast, but he's got a lot of great things going for him. He's tough, he's athletic, he's smart. I mean, he's got a lot of good building blocks. We just have to kind of get him, to be ready for the first game.
I know it's a different side of the ball, but how much do you guys kind of pay attention to what's going on with Jason Pierre-Paul?
I mean, obviously, when you don't have a franchise player here, I mean, you notice it. I mean, he's a good guy to practice against. He makes guys better. Obviously, it's disappointing. He hurt himself. But I don't know if we notice it much on film. I mean, we're not watching the defensive line. I mean, we're focused on what we got to do to get better. But when you get to practice against guys like that, it can only make you better. So it would have been good for Eric to work against him.
Do you look at, they released pictures and stuff like that the other day? Do you pay attention to that? Or?
Someone sent it to me, but I mean, I don't know. I mean,
just kind of like
Yeah, I mean, he's my teammate. I hope he gets better. I hope he's back as soon as possible. But, yeah. I mean, I don't really put too much else into it.